Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures podcast, where you hear life-changing financial concepts simplified in a way that just makes sense. I'm your host, Alex Cunningham, and I believe that everyone should be able to participate and secure their financial future through the stock market. But it won't be easy, so let's do it together. In this episode, we'll dispel the myth that put options are only for bearish traders. I'll show you three ways to use them if you're bullish on a stock. But before we jump in, let me remind you that we're coming to the end of the month and I'm still doing the $50 giveaway for listeners who take the listener questionnaire. So you can enter to win for the $50 giveaway by joining the Discord or going to marketadventures.co/giveaway. In the Discord, there's a channel called Giveaway where you'll find the link. But you can also go to marketadventures.co/giveaway to fill out the questionnaire and get entered to win $50 by the end of the month. So let's jump right into the episode right after we give a big shout out to our number one sponsor, Anchor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so using puts when you're bullish, right? The first option you can use is if you own 100 shares or some multiple of 100 shares of a stock, you can buy a put as insurance. You don't want to get rid of the stock, so you buy insurance on the stock, right? If you weren't bullish, you would just sell it. If you thought the stock was just going to go down and not come back to where it was, then you would just sell it and then look to buy something else, or maybe look to buy that stock later on. But if you're still bullish on the stock and you're not bearish and you think the stock has more to go, then you can buy puts as insurance. Meaning if the stock does plummet to zero, you do have something valuable to recoup your money. So for example, if Apple, right? Apple's a great company, by the way. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of highly immoral things they're doing behind the scenes to get to $3 trillion in valuation. You can't be completely above par. But the context of business operation and customer satisfaction, they're unmatched. As of this recording, their stock price is falling and falling fast along with the rest of the market. So whatever the market is scared of, here's the reality. Apple is probably the most equipped company in the world to withstand it, whatever the market's going through, be it higher rates, supply chains, World War III, whatever. Apple's probably the number one company equipped to handle it, but they're falling nonetheless. So if I own the stock, I certainly don't want to sell it, right? It's a great, great company, the best company, but I do want to protect the investment because there's no asset that's invincible, right? Every stock to market could go to zero. So I buy a put, right? I buy a put option to protect my interest in the asset. Now, I still think the stock is going to go up in the long run, right? Because I am bullish. But in the short term, I want to protect it. And that's the first way you can use a put option if you're still bullish on a stock or still bullish on some kind of security. Now, the second option for using puts in a bullish way is by selling a put with the intention to buy the stock. If you want to buy Roblox, say I want to buy Roblox, but it's too high, right? I'm not buying it at 140. I could sell a put at the strike that I would like to buy the stock, right? Roblox IPO'd at around $65 last year, $65 a share. And recently it went as high as $141. Now, say I didn't want to buy the stock at the IPO price, but I do want the stock, right? And when people bought it and they hyped it up and it ran all the way to 141, I certainly didn't buy it at 65. I wasn't going to buy it at 141 in the middle of the hype. But since the stock has been under pressure recently with all this market sell-off, I could sell a put back at the IPO price. Maybe I do think, okay, the IPO price held, people ran it up to more than double. I would like to get it at the IPO price or lower. That'd be comfortable getting it there. Well, I could sell a put at $65 or lower, right? Again, selling a put give somebody else the right to sell me the stock, right? So I could say to somebody, hey, if the stock goes to $65 or lower, you have the right to sell to me at that price, right? And buying a put is buying the right to sell, right? The put just means right to sell. So if I sell you the right to sell me Roblox at 65 or lower, that means I'm willing to buy this stock at 65 or lower, right? And that means the person who's buying the put from me, they want to protect their interest in the stock down to the level of 65 or lower. And when it gets to 65 or lower, they might be interested in getting rid of their interest in the stock. So, right, if the stock never gets to my price, I get to keep the money I received for selling the put, right? When I sold it, I received the premium. I get to keep that money. If the stock does get to my price or lower, I get exercised on the option. The person who bought the put wants to get rid of the stock now, and they want to load it on me at 65. That's fine, right? I have to buy the stock because I sold the put. I'm obligated to, but that's what I wanted anyways. So now I got the stock at a price where I think it will appreciate from. So it's a win-win. The person who bought the put from me wanted to protect their interest in the stock. They get to dump it on me at 65. That's fine because I wanted it at 65. So now I get to buy the stock at 65 because I am bullish on the stock at this point. Everybody wins in that scenario. And lastly, the third way to use a put when you're bullish is by selling out of the money put spreads. Spreads are done by buying a contract and selling a contract of the same expiration, but different strike prices for a stock. If my method of trading gives me a reason to believe that the stock that is falling will find strong support at a particular price area, then I may decide to utilize a put spread to take advantage of that. By selling a put, I collect money from someone who thinks the stock is going to fall below the price that I chose. Right? That person thinks that I'm wrong and thinks the stock will just keep going, but I think it'll find support. So by buying a put further down from the cheaper price, I get to protect myself from an infinite risk scenario, but I do get to profit from my trading methodology, right? If I believe the stock's going to bounce here, by buying and selling a put, that allows me to take advantage of that trading methodology. By buying the put further out, like I said, I'm protecting myself from infinite risk, right? The stock decides to go to zero. By buying that other put beyond the put I sold, I'm putting a stop. I'm putting a protection on how much I can lose. Without buying a put further out, I'd be in a naked position, responsible for every dollar down to zero. By buying a put to hedge, then if I'm wrong, I have a margin of safety to limit the risk. In this scenario, I'm bullish because I don't actually think the stock will fall below a particular price level. So to take advantage of my bullish stance, I collect money from someone who does think that it's going to fall below that price level. And I protect myself by limiting my risk, buying a cheaper put option further out. And there you have it. Three ways to use puts with a bullish conviction. Given the rather red market we've had the last few weeks of 2022, I thought I'd help add to our understanding of positioning based on our conviction using different trading strategies. This certainly wasn't meant to be a super in-depth look at options. For that, you can go check out the course I made, hit me up on Discord, or just go to investopedia.com to learn more. That's it for this episode. So until we speak again, remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.